This is Generation Justice, a multimedia movement that trains youth to harness the power of media for social change. I'm Jonathan Alonso.
And I'm Alicia Hernandez. Tonight's program is dedicated to the music that moves us and the women who inspire us.
That's right, Alicia. We're going to close this weekend with songs that reflect our core values, love, empowerment, and action.
We will also be joined by our senior fellow, Polly Dinetkla, who will speak with us with tonight's co-host, Jonathan Alonso, about how the many ways our community has come together in resistance these past few days.
Let's stay woke together as we dive into our first round of music. Here is Superwoman by Alicia Keys. Then we have God Bless America by Jenny Vincent.
Request, not mine. I have to explain, because some people may not have heard this particular version of God Bless America, but my son lives in South America, and every time I've been down to visit him, which has been 15 or more times, I come back and I feel, gee, I mean, they're American. That's America. I've been in America all this time. I've never left America. So this is what happened. God bless America, which one do you mean? Is it North or South or Central in between? Cross the prairies, through the islands, to the Andes, white with snow. God bless the Americas and Mexico. God bless the Americas. Which God do you mean? Is it your God or my God or a God that remains unseen? Is it the rain god, or the war god, or Allah, or the dove? Please bless the Americas with peace and love. Please bless the Americas with peace and love.
Welcome back to Generation Justice. We're going to hand things over to our senior fellow, Polly Dinetkla, and our co-host, Jonathan Alonso, to unpack the events of resistance from the past few days here in Albuquerque.
Hello, my name is Polly Dinetkla, and I'm here with a GJ Youth producer and your co-host of tonight, Jonathan Alonso. Jonathan, can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, so my name is Jonathan Alonso. I am 14 years old, and I am a freshman at the Native American Community Academy. And I've been a youth producer here at Generation Justice for just over a year and a half now.
Over the weekend, you were in community and attended many of the direct actions that took place here in Albuquerque. Can you tell me about the events that you attended?
Yes. So Friday afternoon, I attended a unity march where students from several different schools across the city had come together to not only show solidarity, but to also make our voice heard that we do not support the new administration or the policies that they are bringing with them. Then Friday evening, I attended a protest put together by the Party for Socialism and Liberation. And in that, me and just over 100 other residents from Albuquerque rallied to show solidarity and to show resistance and resilience. And then Saturday morning, I attended the Women's March on Washington here in Albuquerque. And there I had gotten to hear from many, many really influential and inspiring women.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Jonathan. I just want to go back to the Unity March. And Jonathan, as a young 14-year-old, why was youth involvement in the Unity March so important?
So youth involvement was really important because we want to show solidarity to not only the LGBTQ youth, but to also the immigrant youth and to the Muslim youth. And we wanted to make our voice heard that we do not support the new administration or the policies that they are bringing with them. We want to make sure that our LGBTQ youth feel safe in their own city. We do not support our immigrant families being torn apart, nor do we support our Muslim youth being treated differently because they are Muslim.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Jonathan. That was beautiful. And I also want to go back to where you talked about how you went to the Women's March on Saturday here in Albuquerque, and you got to hear from some super influential and amazing women. Can you tell me about something that you heard that you are going to carry forward with you through the rest of your life?
So I got to hear from many amazing influential women, including many women of color. However, I think my personal favorite came from Amanda Gallegos from Con Mujeres and the Southwest Organizing Project. She had created a list called 10 Steps to Being an Intersectional Chingona. And number 5 was intersectional feminism uplifts and recognizes the struggle young men of color face as a result of patriarchy and white supremacy. Men must be a part of dismantling patriarchy. And that really stuck with me because it recognizes that no one person or no one group can dismantle patriarchy, and that we have to stick together to accomplish our goals, and that we are stronger together.
And Jonathan, as you were in those spaces of community and solidarity and having your voice heard and resistance and being there marching with your community and being in community, what were the emotions or what were the feelings that you had as you were marching?
So as a young political person of color, this new administration really brings a sense of not only uncertainty, but confusion. And it's really made me deeply think about the direction that my future is now taking. So being a part of these marches and rallies has really reassured me that I am in a community where I will be protected, and that I do have people around me that will keep me safe. And it's really helped me to look forward to the future rather than fearing it.
Thank you so much for sharing that with me, Jonathan. And as we look forward and as we continue to see, you know, what might happen in the future, or as we continue to move forward, what is one message that you have for other young people who are around the same age as you or younger than you, who are also feeling really afraid right now, who are scared for their families, who are scared for themselves? What is your message to them?
So to any other youth that may be listening, my message to you is to get involved and to stand up for what you believe in. This is our future that we are fighting for. So become activists, become leaders, become journalists. This future is ours to shape.
Jonathan, I just want to thank you so much for that and for the work that you do in our community, because you really are the light in our community and you are the future. And I am so proud and so honored to work alongside you. And every day seeing how committed you are to making our community safer and to making sure that our young people are heard, and just seeing your drive to become a leader here in New Mexico is just so profound and so beautiful, Jonathan. And I am so honored to work alongside you and to know you and to learn from you. You are the leader of tomorrow, and I believe in you so much, and I believe in everything that you stand for, and I'm always here for you. And so is Generation Justice.
Thank you.
And Jonathan, as we close up this interview and as we look forward into the future, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think in the coming years, we need to stick together, and that we need to stop dividing not only each other, but our communities. And we need to stick together so that we can overcome any struggle and any battle that comes before us, so that we can overcome these together and that we are stronger together.
Thank you so much, Jonathan, for that. And thank you for the work that you do in our community. And we at Generation Justice are so proud of you. For Generation Justice, I'm Polly Janekwa.
Thank you, Polly and Jonathan. I cannot begin to explain the light both of you bring in this room, hearing you, Jonathan, speak about your drive and your passion to really make Albuquerque a better place, and to hear your Polly encouragement really brings light in a place where there's not a lot of it. So thank you both for allowing me to be in this space with you. We're going to get right back into some music. Here's Desperado by Rihanna and Know You Now by Amy Winehouse.
Desperado, sitting in a old Monte Carlo, a man as hot as hollow. Take it easy, I'm not trying to go against you. Actually, I'm going with you. Gotta get up out of here and you and leave me behind. I know you won't, cause we share common interest. You need me there.
You're just a little boy underneath that hat. You need the nerve to hide your ego. Don't come with that. You think
Welcome back to Generation Justice. Tonight, we are keeping the spirit of resilience and resistance alive through music. Our next song is a modern twist on traditional throat singing. It's called Fight by Inuit Canadian artist Tanea Tarajak.
After that, we'll hear Rise by Katy Perry and All Nations Rise by Lila June Johnson, followed by Ain't Your Mama by Jennifer Lopez, one of my favorite Latina artists.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't.
Indigenous people, shine your light, we are equal. I remember the days when our prayers were illegal. I remember the days when being Indian was lethal. Yeah, we had a rough past, but get ready for the sequel. Get ready for the glorious comeback of our people.
Take it for granted. Ignored, overlooked, underappreciated. We have a big, big problem, ladies.
First, you've got to get
mad. I want you to get up. You know what? Get up out of your chair. Go to the window. Open your door, stick your head out, and yell.
I ain't gonna be cooking all day. I ain't your mama. I ain't gonna do your laundry. I ain't your mama. I ain't your mama. Boy.
next song is about celebrating Indigenous resistance. Here's Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee by Buffy St. Marie.
And we'll follow that with Bomba Esteros Soyo.
Legislation's on the desk of a do-right congressman. Now he don't know much about the issue, so he picks up the phone and he asks advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies who are ripping off what's left of the reservations. I learned a safety rope. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation and the corporate.
Subí, me fui contra la corriente y también me perdí. Fracasé, me encontré, lo viví y aprendí. Cuando te pega fuerte, más profundo es el beat, sí. Sigo bailando y escribiendo mis letras. Sigo cantando con las puertas abiertas. Atravesando por toda esta tierra. Y no hay que viajar tanto para encontrar la respuesta. Hey, no te preocupes, si no...
We've come to the end of another great show.
We'd like to thank our senior fellow, Polly Dinetclaw, and my co-host, Jonathan Alonso, for that great interview.
Production assistance came from Kateri Zuni, Alicia Hernandez, Matthew Brown, and Roberta Rail.
Stay connected with us. Check out our website, generationjusticework.org, where you can listen to all of our past radio programs, see music playlists, read our blogs, watch videos, and so much more. Our podcasts are available on iTunes, so be sure to subscribe.
We're also active on social media. Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Generation Justice is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation with additional funding from the McCune Foundation, Conormal Health Foundation, the Albuquerque Community Foundation, and of course, all of you who have contributed to our project by visiting our website and clicking donate. I'm Alicia Hernandez.
And I'm Jonathan Alonso. Coming up on KUNM is Spoken Word, so stay tuned and join us next Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Thank you so much for listening, and have a great night.